From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone a-fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. And now, here it comes, crawling out of the cactus. It's Smiley Burnett.
Yeah, that hard-working man, that, you know, I'm a self-made man. I just practically made myself. You know that?
Now, Smiley, don't you know hoarding is against the law? There's enough there for two of you.
How have you been doing, anyhow?
Oh, I tell
any
you.
Any complaints?
Well, I tell you, only one, Smiley.
What's
only
that?
One. I want a raise. Oh, you got to remember, you know, the wheel that does the squeaking gets the grease.
Yeah, well, the steam that blows the whistle don't turn the wheel either.
Yes, but the hen that does the cackling lays the eggs.
Well, you can't tell by tooting the horn how much gas is in the tank either, you know.
Go on all day long.
Say, I've just written a song. Oh, it's a dandy. I can't think of a good title for it.
Well, what'd you start it with?
Well, how's this? Get down off the cook stove, Smiley. You're too old to be riding the range.
Oh, no, no, Smiley. No, no, that's too corny.
Corny, huh? Mm-hmm, well, yeah. Let's see now. Here's another title. Get down out of the rafters, Smiley. You're too fat to be on the beam.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, no, that's awful.
You're worse, huh?
You'll have to do better than that.
Well, here's one. I put on my red flannel underwear so I could start from scratch.
Well, that's a little better, but not much.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Try another.
Get out of the shower, Smiley. You're all washed up.
Oh, no, no, no. No, that's not it yet, no.
Well, I'm keeping drying here. Right. I went to work in a bakery, and now I'm in the dough. That's cornier than ever, ain't it?
The farther you go, the worse you get.
Oof. Oh, well, you try one.
Well, how's this? Smiley be nimble, Smiley be quick. Smiley jumped over the candlestick. Smiley burn it.
Oh, that's corny. That's... Oh!
Somebody else is taking my place. Somebody else now shares your embrace. While I'm trying to keep from crying, you go around with a smile on your face. Little you care for the vows that you made. Little you care how much I have paid. My heart is aching, my heart is breaking, for somebody taking my place. I have paid. My heart is aching, my heart is breaking, for somebody's taking my place.
Look at that flat pocketbook of mine. You know, I need $20 and I just don't know where to get it.
Oh, good. I was afraid you thought you could get it from me.
Oh, I knew better than that. Folks, let's have a few words from our good sponsor.
wondered if you folks that listen to this show regularly know what the boys' first names of the Whippoorwills. Gene plays the guitar. You play rhythm guitar, don't you?
That's right.
Dusty Rhodes, he plays the bass fiddle. Does a fine job of it, too.
Yeah.
Roy Lanham plays the guitar. And Doug plays one of the finest mandolins you've ever heard. Boy, isn't that a good combination? You folks, we appreciate all your letters that you've written in telling us about the boys. Thought I'd tell you what the first names were. Here they go on a nice tune called the Hawaiian War Chant. And I'll bet your father couldn't even play the ukulele, could he, Gene?
No.
Well, sir, it's kind of peculiar, though, how a trade or a business will run in the family. Now, you know, the preacher, his boy, will turn out to be a preacher, and the blacksmith, his boy, will turn out to be a blacksmith. Well, pretty near the whole family of them Ezels has got general stores or something. Nathan Ezel, he owns a general store in Freeman, and he told me his brother had a department store in Phoenix, a great big one. Nathan, he went to visit him a while back and kind of made himself useful. Nathan usually does, and he helped answer the phone, things like that. He said one day some lady called up and she said, "Is Casey Hutchins there?" Nathan says, "Well, does he work here?" She said, "Yeah, but he's on strike right now. He's out in front. Would you mind calling him to the phone?" Oh, Nathan's got the cutest little girl. She's 7 years old, just a spitting image of her ma, a Dexterine. One day at Sunday school, they asked her to write the name of her favorite hymn. Yeah, it says, "Write down the name of your favorite hymn." She got red as a beet and wrote, "Homer Crabtree." Old friend Frog here today, your old fat friend Frog. I'm in the Spanish department, going to sing you a little song called "The Tricky Señor." Came a warm summer night in Fiesta, and my heart was just bursting with love. All I needed was a fair señorita and old Cupid to give me a shove. Upon a balcony I spied her, like a dream with a rose in her hair. Then the words that the señor had taught me, I sang to that angel up there. Horrible Sierra Pente, and she dropped a flower pot on my head. Horrible Sierra Pente, oh, how do I know what I've said? That senior's playing tricks, I've suspicions, for I couldn't dodge all that she threw. I don't know just what all I told her, but it wasn't my sweet I love you, love you. It wasn't my sweet I love you. The next day I ran into the senior who had taught me the love word to say. Says I to this feller, "Look, mister, ooh, I nearly got killed yesterday." "Don't worry," said he, "she's just teasing. And tonight the red rose in her hair, she'll toss it and then you will catch it.
Mm-hmm.
When you sing these love words to her there. Burrito y chula tu eres." And she yanked out a pistol and fired. Burrito y chula tu eres. And I made that first bullet look tired. When I have the nerve to go back there, that senior he'd better play dead. For I'm a-fixin' to shoot me an hombre when I can find out what I said. I said, when I can find out what I said.
Tell me, what is your idea of civilization?
I think it's a swell idea. Somebody ought to start it, don't you think? Folks, we've had a wonderful time today. We hope it's been catching and you got a little of it on you there today. We certainly do. Folks, this is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me and I'll dare you to talk about me. Bye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.